your tickets at twins.com/kidsdays.
It's Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the end of the month. May 31st edition of the morning show. And look who's standing here right in front of me, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good, good.
It's not raining today.
I would like
to point that out.
Yeah.
It is not raining today.
Not raining today. Maybe Sunday. Maybe Sunday.
Well, probably on Sunday.
And definitely Tuesday. From
well,
what
Tuesday's
I'm hearing.
So far away.
I know.
Let's not think about Tuesday yet. Let's enjoy the fact that it's going to be nice today.
Yeah.
And it's going to be nice on Saturday. And then maybe we'll get half a nice day out of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Potential for some severe weather.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like tornado-ish severe, but strong winds. Maybe some large hail. But who knows, really? You really don't know until it actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but prepare yourself for that for Sunday. You may need to leave the lake, the campsite, the golf course, the baseball field, whatever, a little earlier because those storms may show up in those afternoon hours, not necessarily the evening.
Let's talk about that. I'm glad you said that because there's so many people I know from town here that are A, lake people, or they actually have campers and they take off.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to a campground, it's this time of year.
Yes.
And you know at any time, usually in the evenings or at night, these things could pop up. What do you do? I mean, how are you prepared? How do you prepare when you head out?
Well, first, you need to equip yourself with a way to receive those weather warnings.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you have a weather app. You're subscribed to, you know, our local Code Red or Everbridge system. So you're going to get those warnings that occur within our counties here.
Yeah, yeah.
If you regularly travel to a lake place that's in another county, or you like to go to state parks that are in a certain area that you generally are at on a regular basis, maybe see if they have an alert system within their county. Most counties do. So, for instance, if you're out in Otter Tail County or Becker County or Clay County every single weekend all summer long, check what weather systems they have. So check their emergency notification system so that you can enroll the address for your lake cabin or your campground or the resort that you're at every weekend. So then you're going to receive those weather warnings that are specific to that location.
Okay.
After that, after you have your weather warnings figured out, figure out how you're going to shelter. Obviously, a camper is not a safe place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Most lake homes are single level, no basement.
Yeah.
Not always the best place to be. If it's the place that it's your only option, make sure that you're in an interior room with no windows, as far away from the outside of the structure as possible. Bathrooms usually are pretty great because they have all that extra infrastructure in them as far as pipes. Usually after a strong tornado runs through, you still see the toilet standing there.
Yeah.
So hang on to that toilet because that's going to keep you there.
That's going to anchor you there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if that's not an option, you're at a state park, you're at a campground, cinder block bathhouses, shower houses.
There you go.
They're typically cinder block structures. That's going to be a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Or there may be a storm shelter at wherever that you're at.
Okay.
Lots and lots of Boy Scout camps are now starting to have tornado shelters in them. Some resorts have tornado shelters. Some campgrounds, trailer parks, places like that will sometimes have storm shelters. So kind of figure out where that best location is going to be. Figure out how long it's going to take you to get there. If all else fails, just abandon that vehicle and that camper and try to lay low in the ground. If you can find a ditch that's not full of water, just be advised, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure that you're
you're safe there,
plan.
Yeah.
Exactly. But just try to find a location that's going to be safe for you because those campers are never a safe location. You know, upwards of 70 to 80 miles an hour of wind will
going to do,
yeah,
do some damage. Yeah, it's going to do some damage.
Regardless, if you have that thing on blocks or if it's anchored to the ground, it's going to roll.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be in there when it rolls.
And the takeaway from all of this is you can be prepared here at home, but when you head out on the road, be prepared as well.
Absolutely. So just kind of put a little forethought into it. Where is it that you're going? How are you going to receive those weather warnings there? Obviously, check the forecast before you go. And then where's that safe place going to be if that severe weather strikes when you're there? And as always, when thunder roars, head indoors. If you're out on the water, if you're out on the golf course, it's no longer a safe place to be if you can hear the thunder. So make sure that you are making your exit at that point.
I know in your business, you've encountered people like this too. And I wanted to ask you this, and
are
I keep forgetting.
Are we going to talk about the people that go outside to watch the storms?
I was just going to say, I hear it from more people, and, you know, years and years ago, in being young and stupid and naive, I was probably one of those people, not so much anymore. It's like, no, I'm going to just stay inside where I'm safe. But how do you respond to people that go, no, when there's a tornado, I'm going to go out and look for it. I'm going to go out and see what's going on.
Well, you have to remember we're going to call it a generational and technological shift.
Okay.
In years gone by, we didn't have advanced radar systems. You didn't have a phone in your hand all the time.
That's true.
Where you could check the radar to see what's coming. Nobody was live streaming anything on the social media platform, so you could see what was going on outside. People didn't have camera systems on the outside of their house where they could watch the hail from their basement. You didn't have that. So, of course, the natural instinct was to go outside
and look at it. Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah.
Now we have all of these different methods to see what's going on outside without physically being outside.
Yeah.
So maybe use those tools. Go to your safe place in your shelter area and, you know, use those tools that you have to figure out what's going outside, because it's much safer for you to be inside.
Quickly, you mentioned scouts. What's going on with the scouts? Do you have anything to report, anything to throw out there? You're a scout mom. That's why I'm asking.
Yes.
And I get all my scout updates locally from you.
Right. We're inching closer into that summer season. So summer camps are coming up. I know our Cubs are having a camp out soon. They're going to go to summer camp, I believe, in a couple weeks. The troop is going to go to summer camp later on in July. Otherwise, it's just those fun summer activities where we can finally get outside and go on hikes and work on merit badges and all of those things.
There you go.
Now that the weather's finally cooperating.
You have a great weekend, Brianna
Colville.
And we'll talk next Friday.
Absolutely.
All right, Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with her every Friday at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.